Zapped 130. Zombie apocalypse. Pandemic survival. This is your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges Feast of the Beast podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. We made it, guys. So, as it says in the title header, we are finally on Twitch. We just got on Twitch right now. And gonna be playing some music for you guys. So, yeah, this is awesome. Just doing a restream and just doing multiple places. I believe it's going on my Twitch channel now is officially the Zombie Apocalypse channel. It's Zap Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, as well as the YouTube channel is the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Then I have my Facebook and Twitch accounts. I'm just using a free version of Restream to just do the multiple platforms of Twitch and YouTube. So super stoked on that. It's just, you know, Twitch is just a whole nother branch of an audience. So I'm really, really stoked on that. As well as I'm actually recording as well on top of Anchor. So I have like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, including Twitch. And then later on Facebook maybe, I don't know. I don't really need Facebook too much. But so I'm really stoked on that, just to have these four going on at the exact same time right now. Because it bangs out a lot of stones and it widens the door for a lot more audience to come through. And I'm really stoked on that. Who am I? My name's Chris Borges. Just a worker and an artist, and a hard worker in general. I just love to just do whatever, you know, all my jobs that I do, and I do a multitude of jobs. I work a regular job. I do this daily podcast. I'm a musician. I'm working on my third album. I'm an author. I'm working on my fourth novel, and I have five more on the way, as well as do animations and short film animations for them, as well as I do, I'm making a video game for one of them. And I also, I'm actually doing a real life acting and film directing an up and coming future one called Floater the Skyfaller. I already filmed a whole bunch of footage for that, and I'm just trying to finish up the movie as well too. As far as my music goes, I'm gonna be jamming for you guys in just a second, but I also do I'm also a wave scenery painter. I do like beach scenes and like sunset scenes and ocean scenes and wave scenes and all that kind of stuff, painting wise, as well as I do I do portrait art. I'm a portrait artist. I paint people's faces and bodies and stuff like that. And mostly just like, you know, like murals and stuff like that, and portraits in general. And I paint, you know, I charge $75 via webcam, via live or not as well too. And I can definitely have it sent over, shipped over, you know, if we do it via web, you know, because obviously if you're not local, we'd have to do it via webcam. And then once... you know, it's to your liking. I roll it up, put it in a tube, and package it nicely, and ship it right to you very quickly, you know, in 3 business days or less. So do that. And I do a lot of other things as well too, a lot of business stuff. I'm also a seller. I sell on eBay, Amazon, Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, Craigslist, all that kind of stuff too. So sell little things, big things. You can look, there's actually a, you know, on all my links, there's actually, you know, if you look at Borges Bay 1, you can go right to my eBay store and actually check out some of the stuff, see if you might want something. On Twitch, I do have a donation page on the About Me section. I'd appreciate it. I'm throwing it out there. If you guys would like to donate, that'd be amazing as well too. I'd be really stoked on that. Super thankful. As well as should be my friend on Facebook, Chris Borges Facebook, Chris Borges Instagram, Chris Borges Twitter, Chris Borges TikTok, all that kind of stuff. So I do I do social media and all that kind of stuff. So I know about all the major conglomerates and stuff like that, and all the social media stuff going on. So I try to be a part of it all, and I try to do it all every single day. I try to do all of it. You know, I try to just, you know, get the main meat and potatoes, the Twitch, the YouTube. Obviously, try to, you know, keep up with social media, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I really try to be active every single day. I really try to put a lot of hard work and effort in try to make each podcast super interesting. Interesting to say, as though Just really interesting topics. I'm a very big fan of Powerful Jerry, Joe Rogan podcast. That's what actually got me inspired to start making podcasts in general. Was his podcast, because I really wanted to, I wanted to make it even more simpler, and just do very, very basic, easy topics that I know about. Because I'm a very simple person. I'm not, anywhere near a genius or any of that kind of level. I'm just a regular person, but I do love to talk about certain things. Whether it be music, whether it be movie reviews or music album reviews. I love music, I love movies, I love gadgetry and small electronics, stuff like that, or whatever, any kind of electronics in general and high tech gear and stuff like that. I like to just review it or just talk about it, all that kind of stuff. So all of that goes into correlation with the podcast and stuff. It's my main central hub, obviously. I would like my hub, which is this, the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, Chris Borges versus the Beast podcast, be the center of it all. Like, this is where I will be. This is like the main portion of my business. This is the core. This is my spirit. This is my belief. This is my podcast. This is what I like to talk about. These are the issues I like to bring up. These are the problems, the solutions, all of that. This is the main center hub. This is where I will be. So I just like to say thank you to all my family, friends, followers, and new guests that are just arriving to the channel right now. I like to say just from the bottom of my heart, thank you all for the support and love and light and well wishes and prayers and all that kind of stuff for me. Just for my day-to-day life, because I would like to build myself into a super brand. Like, I would like to become my goal. For myself is to become a super conglomerate, a super business, a super entity, to where I am a to where I'll be acting in movies, big budget movies, where I'll be producing my own independent, film directed and acting in it movies, as well as hiring other actors and other film crew and all that kind of stuff eventually, and all that kind of stuff, making movies. I do bodyboarding and fishing as well too. I like to make a YouTube channel for that, bodyboard, for my bodyboarding adventures and my fishing adventures and all that. I think it'd be really fun. As well as I have many things going on, with my book, with my video game, making my surfing survival video game. It's gonna be crazy. Like, all this stuff is just super crazy, and the thing is because I see it plain as day. I just got to make it come to life, and I do it one tree at a time. I just chop one tree at a time. I was just like right now, I was just chopping I was chopping the Twitch channel down. I was doing my about me topics and all that kind of stuff, and that's what I mean when I say chopping one tree down at a time. I see the whole banyan tree. I see the whole forest of this business that I'm trying to build. And I only can go to one flower pot at a time, one tree at a time, and water it and take care of it, because I'm only one person. And I don't, I don't mind if it takes all day for one small thing. But the thing is, as I'm getting older, I just see it, I see it like clear as day. I see what this can be, and I see how amazing of a job that, and or of an opportunity that I even have, that I even understand how to do all this stuff. How do I understand it? I'm kind of a bit of a computer nerd. Like, I really, really sit down and I listen to, like, really, really, computer nerd guys and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, just everything. Just, you guys know about, I mean, the internet. Just, like, just picking up on all this knowledge and information about, computer work and stuff, and how to do this and that, how to use Restream, how to go on YouTube and Twitch, how to set up accounts, this and that, using the free one instead of this one, go to work every single day, do this and that, gas, food, laundry, showers, eating, all that kind of stuff. Like, everything plays a part, but I understand that the main meat and potatoes is the business, is what you do every single day to make money. I understand that fully. And for some reason, my mind does not like to be idle at all. It constantly needs information to learn. And it's always my mind is always trying to get to the next level, always, you know. And this is a clear indication right here at this very moment, just me even, you know, doing multiple streams right now. It's a clear indication that it needs and it knows the potential for what, you know, my life can be. And my brain is just like it knows. It's just like, dude, we gotta hustle. We need to get all this stuff happening ASAP because this can be huge. You know, it can be a crazy lucrative business, you know, eventually, you know, because I am that hardworking. I am that guy. I am that guy. I don't take vacations. I don't anything. Like anything. Like I work all the time. That's why I'm at this point. Because I don't want to do any I don't want to go anywhere. I want to establish my businesses, my kingdom, my home, here in America. I'm not an immigrant of any sense of the word. I am from America, and I don't ever usually go on vacation, you know. I don't want to. Here's the thing is that's why everybody always, you know, everyone's always like, "Oh my God, I'm so stoked to go on vacation, this and that." You know, everyone, my family, my friends, colleagues, just anybody that I hear, they're always like, "Oh my God, I can't wait to go on vacation, this and that." And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, "Why would you want to go on vacation? All you're doing is losing money." And that's just my honest first thing right off the top of my bat of my head. I'm like, "Why would you want to go and waste money?" You know, like that's the only thing I think. I'm like, why would you want to go and waste money? You know, why wouldn't you want to just stay in your room, stay at home, and work on 20 businesses and make a gazillion dollars? You know, that's the way my mind thinks. You know, and it constantly needs new information and to be learning all the time because, my mind is all it my mind has always been in a very much a survival mode, you know, like I need to be smarter than everyone around me to survive. And it's such, you know, just from where I'm from, it's a very true thing. Like if you don't understand how to, like, it's just dangerous to be, you know, to not know things, you know, to not be aware of everything, you know, at least where I'm from. I don't know anybody else. Like for example, like if I don't know how to fix my car, then I won't be able to go to work, and then I'll die. So I have to know everything about my car, how to repair cars, how to fix cars. It's dangerous to be broke. You go homeless, you could die out there in the cold, you know, or on the street or whatever have you. Like it's just, you know, that's just, you know, I don't know anything but scarcity and survival. That's all I know, and that's okay. You know, because that's just where I'm from, you know. And you know, and the test of time is proving, as I can see right here, just from myself being in this position right here in this moment of just restreaming multiple platforms. It might not seem like nothing for like all the super like high tech computer guys that just do this for a living and have millions of views all the time, this and that. But for me, this is huge. Like it really is. It may seem like nothing to most people, to like everybody, almost probably everybody. But to me, it's like, you know, one great leap for mankind, you know, landing on the moon for me. Because me, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed. You know what I mean? If you guys catch my drift, like I went to special ed and stuff like that, like in high school and middle school and that kind of stuff, and I got held back, I think, a few times. So like, you know, I don't, you know, I don't take anything for granted. Like if, you know, when I learn something, it's like very huge. Like for some reason, my brain is a very slow one. It's like a very sluggish turtle, if you will. It doesn't know how to pick up information. I know this about myself. I know this about myself. It's just that it, and I'm aware of it, that like I'm a very slow person. It takes a long time for me to understand things, like to pick up on information and to retain it is even tougher. So the thing is, going into it, all this stuff, I understand that I may have some slight autism or some kind of mental thing going where, like, you know, it's very hard for me to learn stuff. So I try to my best to un you know to just make everything happen, you know, because I know what I want to do, because I know I want to do a podcast. Maybe not every single day, maybe every other day, I don't know, maybe 3 times a week, I don't know, maybe every day, I don't know. It's still up in the air. Right now I'm doing it every day, I think. But the thing is, you know, for sure I want this to be the main center of my hub, because I understand that, you know, just like the Joe Rogan podcast, you know, if you get really famous and you do really interesting topics and people like you and stuff, you can get millions of views, and that's for sure, because I know on Anchor alone, I make like, I think 10 cents a view or something crazy like that, or nickel a view. You know, every time somebody looks at my thing, I get like a nickel or a dime. Like, I see the money go up like in an instant, just 1 or 2 views. Could you imagine if I had not just 1 or 2 views and made like 10, 20 cents? Imagine if a million gazillion people watch my podcast. That'd be like $1 million right there. You know, for sure. Even after fees and taxes and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I'm super into this, and that's why, like, it's, I mean, I know if everybody listens to my podcast, oh my God, dude. Like, so stoked. You know how much money that would be? For speaking in a microphone? Really? Like, just for talking? Dude, for $1 million, dude, I'll do whatever you guys want. Like, for sure, I'll talk to you guys. I'll be your guys, like, I'm not gonna go to the extent of saying I'll be your best friend and this and that kind of stuff, but I'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Like, for $1 million? Hell yeah! I'm in! No doubt. No doubt. For sure. So yeah, that's why I'm doing this, because I hope to God, like, 1 billion, like, 6, 7 billion people listen to me, so that, you know, I'll get that money, that revenue. You know, that'd be, I could use that. For sure. For sure. So, yeah, that's why I'm doing all these interesting topics, because one, I want the money, obviously. I would love to have that come in. That'd be awesome. Two, I just love to learn things in general, and I love to share my information and teach you guys all this stuff that I learn. Like, for instance, this restreaming thing that I just learned. Amazing, you know. I knew about it years ago, Restream. I just remembered it now, because the thing is, when I go into the computer and I start doing my work, it's like this slow chipping away thing. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that works. Okay, I need to do that. Oh, stream, Restream, yeah, because I need to do YouTube and Twitch, and I got all my social medias. Okay, and then, you know, then I have to learn how to work Restream, and then I have to do all this, you know, setting up and signing up, get everything all nice and pretty, getting the volume to work, this and that. It never ends, guys. It's this crazy thing where, like, I'm just like, it seems like I'm not doing nothing in my room, but it's really, I'm always like in a battle to like get this happening. And I hope to God the volume's working, but I'm pretty sure it is, because I hear it in my headphones. And when I hear it in my headphones, usually my Focusrite and my computer, my webcam's working correctly. You know, fingers cross, like, you, it's like that. It's like there's like 10 things going on, you know, in the circuitry and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a rocket scientist right off the bat. I'll let you guys know that. Obviously, I'm slow. So that's what I'm saying is, for me to get to this point where there's a camera actually working and that the volume's working, Anchor, Twitch, YouTube, you know what I mean? Green screen in the back. This isn't real. This thing in the back, as you can see, it's kind of hazy and stuff like that. It's because it's called a green screen, but Restream has it like that. I just want it to look like that because it looks more professional. I actually live in like a, it's not a, sh you know, it's not a janky room. It's just a room. You know what I mean? My room with my roommate and stuff in it. But he's always gone. He's always at work. I'm always at work, you know, by the time he gets home. So it's whatever for right now, till I get my own room. But whatever. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, to make this look all pretty, you know, make the Nalu vocals, guitars, Chris Portis with nice pink and all that, nice background. It's tough to do all this stuff, man. You really need to know a lot about, like, computer stuff to make this happen. Thank God I'm a hard worker and I can, like, you know, just worm my way through the whole thing, you know what I mean, and just make it happen. But it looks cool, you know. I think, you know, I think I'm, it's looking a lot really, really professional, so really stoked on that. I'm trying to look on top of my Zaps, YouTube channel actually to see if it's actually even going live at the moment. And I'm seeing on top here, stream 20 minutes ago. Yeah, we're going, but there's no views and stuff like that right now. Who knows? I may never have any views. People might never ever watch me. You know what I mean? But it's whatever. You know, I'm willing to take that risk of being, you know, nobody cares. You know, I don't care if nobody cares. It's whatever. You know, I'm just doing it for my own experience, my, you know, and just to, you know, and to share my knowledge and obviously and do all that kind of cool stuff and help you guys out and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, right now I'm just checking out my Twitch channel, my Zap Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival channel right now. And there's absolutely not one person watching right now, but I'm okay with that. It's cool. That's how it is in the beginning. Nobody's going to watch your stuff. Nobody cares, you know, especially if you suck. And right now I suck, obviously, so I have to be super good. Let's see. But it's pretty cool to watch it. Like, I'm looking at my Twitch channel right now, and it's having a super lag moment where it's not really catching me in real life time like it is in Restream. But I'm looking at it, and it's working. Like, it's going. So, it says, welcome to the stream. Subscribe to the way you sit. That's not good right there. Okay, that background stuff needs to go. I don't even know how to fix that, too. Which is even crazier. There must be a way to fix that. I don't know. That's crazy, but it's on my Twitch channel. It's weird. I don't know why that's doing that. Overlay expert. Oh, there we go. Okay, I got the overlay expert, and I just turned it off right now on the channel. Okay, cool. That's working. What a trip. Yeah, all this stuff, man. You know, I tell you guys. Just amazing, you know, just amazing technology in general and all that kind of stuff, you know, so. I guess somebody's watching right now. There's like one person watching out of like everybody on my YouTube and my Twitch right now and my Twitter, my Facebook and all that kind of stuff. Or there's a couple guys watching maybe on multiple platforms, but whatever. If you guys can, if you guys are listening to this right now, if you guys could like and subscribe on any site that you're on right now, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Twitch, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, or you're on Anchor or whatever, please subscribe and like to my channel right away. I really appreciate it. Thanks again for that. And getting back into it, we'll start jamming, getting to some music. So this is my acoustic guitar. It is a Ibanez, and it is an Ibanez acoustic, model number AW5-4CE-OPN. So it's a how do you call it? It's a, you know, it's a mid-level generic kind of a brand that you get from like any guitar center or something like that, you know. So it's whatever. It's not super pro of a guitar, but from my jamming on it, it's a pretty cool jammer. Like it sounds good. I'm not super stoked on the high. The high action it has on it, the space between the actual strings and the acoustic guitar, but that's okay. You know what I mean? For the most part, it's all right. You know, it's good for now. So we start doing some jams for you guys, and then we're gonna call it a day for the podcast. I hope you guys enjoy, and I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to my to the Zaps Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. This is Zaps number 130 of Chris Borges vs. the Beast podcast, and as I promised you guys, I'm gonna be playing some music for you guys. So this is some free jams, but definitely I do have an acoustic music project called Nalu, where I do I do vocals and I play guitar in it. So I'll try to do Nalu style kind of music, you know, kind of just free jamming it though at the same time, you know what I mean? Okay, let's try again. I'm just setting up the mic and all that kind of stuff. So, oh boy, let's see if I can't do this. There we go. Damn, it's hard to do everything on your own. You know, you guys know what I mean? It's hard to do every single thing on your own. It's insane. Okay. Then I gotta tune up. Wow. so crazy. I'm just kind of just overwhelmed right now because I had to get the green screen set up. I had to get that, this and that set up. My Focusrite set up, the computer. I mean, super insane. Super, super insane. So a lot of stuff that goes into making this happen. You know, it's crazy. Thank you. All right, thank you so much. Yeah, so that was about it for today, you guys. My phone's about to die on my actual phone, so we're going to call it the end of the stream right now. Thank you so much for tuning in to some of my acoustic jams and letting you guys know my new update of being on stream. Yeah, awesome. Hope you guys had a lovely time here. I hope you guys have a really enjoyable time here. And I'm going to be making every single podcast way more better than this one. Obviously, I'll be making it way cooler the whole night. So thank you all again for tuning in. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, I believe, Wednesday, December 8th, 2021 in the afternoon. So with that being said, this has been the live stream for Zaps 130 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival with your host Chris Borges of the Chris Borges First of Beast podcast. I want to say thank you to all my family, friends, followers, and new guests watching. Please like and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the next one. Take care. All right.